53-7 Duchesne with a win over the Corbin Dinos. I have head coach Phil Howell with me up here. And, Coach, thank you for joining us tonight.
You bet. My pleasure.
So this is a good football team that we played tonight.
Wow. They didn't look this good on film, I tell you that. They surprised me. They're small, but, man, what an aggressive group of kids. They personify a hitting football team, and you got to take your hats off to them. You know, they'll be recognized in the state, I'm sure. So
tonight, as me and Chris were talking, the first quarter, it was 7-7. Guys were playing good, and then the turnovers started to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We start trying to put things together to try to get our quarterback time to throw the ball, and our line struggles with fast kids, strong kids. You know, they're fast and strong, and it was hard to get in front of them and push them down the road. They'd go across our face, and it's just the way it was. It was hard to get them to commit to just running after them and pushing them down the field. So
next week, we'll talk about next week. We're home again. You play Judge Memorial next week.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look. I looked a little bit this summer, and we did dominate Judge last year. You know, teams change. We're going to be a different team next year, I'm sure of it. You know, we have a lot of juniors that are starting both ways, and, you know, 23 juniors, most of them are playing every down. They're getting some great experience. Working on getting some kids that aren't getting playing time in, like the Tallarico kid I put in. You know, the kid can play. We just need to get him in on some occasions and get him some reps, get him some experience. So,
Judge Memorial lost tonight to Hillcrest by a 14-0.
Wow!
So, that's who's coming to town next week here in Price. So the Dinos will be at home next week, and then we hit the road for 2 weeks playing Union and Richfield.
Yeah, we do. So it's not going to get any easier.
No. Nope.
You know, next week's I think a big chance is going to be senior night. And, you know, I got a good group of kids. You know, I told them don't hang your heads. We had a rough week of practice. Our kids were beat up pretty bad by that big Cottonwood team. And, you know, hopefully we'll heal up a little faster and be able to come up and have a good week of practice and bring us a win to Carbon. It'd be nice. It'd be nice to see. So.
And then next week, as you said, it's going to be senior night, right?
Yeah, senior night next week.
So that'll be great for the seniors. They'll be able to get their night in, because you never know what's going to happen.
That's what we moved it up, because we were afraid that something might happen and shut down the year.
But. Right. All right, Coach. Well, I want to thank you for coming up and joining us tonight.
Well,
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys for all your hard work and staying positive and being supporters of Carbon High football.
Thank you, Coach.